Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
I'm here at the Brooklyn's Fun Fair, Brooklyn's Fun Day in Brooklyn's Community Park. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day here. Lots of crowds, lots of people, lots of things going on here. And you can probably hear music in the background, the live band is playing. I'm at the massage stand with Pim. Hello, Pim. How are you?
Hi.
And what are you lovely ladies doing here today?
Oh, we do massage, Thai massage, sport massage, every massage, which our teacher, she just won gold medal of wellness massage world champion
really?
This year.
World champion?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what's different about Thai massage to, say, Swedish massage?
Well, we all know Thai massage is the best. It's the best, really.
Very yeah. good.
Last year, Thai massage won the world champion. Also, this year, Thai massage won gold medal. So, we can't go wrong. This is world champion 10.
You must be the best. The
yeah.
world champion.
Yeah. You like to see my teacher?
And there's
two I'd like to introduce you to
well,
see
there's
my
two
teacher.
Ladies working on the one yeah. patient at the same yeah. time. Is that like usual?
It's sometimes you got four hands, sometimes you got six hands.
Six hands?
Yeah, depending. If we busy, you got only two hands. come to see. Kuom, ma bap diao. This is the world champion.
Hi, yes. My name's David.
You're yes. Hi, my name is Chitapha. Yes, Chitapha. And today is a lovely day for come to support my student. She they open the business in the Wellbeach. Yes. Wellbeach and
yep.
yes, Wellbeach. And this is we just get the gold medal for the massage champion world this year.
World champion.
Yes, yeah. Have a look. Yeah. Come to look at this.
World champion wellness massage.
Yeah, wellness massage. Yes, because what is our massage is try to help and release all the muscle and help the people to get unwell, make it better. Yes. And all the what we use the bamboo and hot stone and kind like that to helping you. And please come to try, yeah? Come to try and support her.
So how many years have you been massaging?
9 years, yes.
9 years.
Yeah, and she become to 6 years. Yeah, she is the best, yes. We will look after you and we will take care of you. And we hope to see you in the Wellbeach soon. Okay.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, and I opened the my massage shop in
Hersham.
In Hersham, 2 minutes walk from Waitrose, Hersham, before Christmas.
So how much is a typical Thai massage then?
How cost? It's 30 minutes, £25. So £50 per hour.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you
and,
very much.
And carry on the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm with Luke of Nuffield Health. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. Now, what are you guys up to today then?
So today we're offering a 3 weeks membership. We're also promoting our services, which are the Healthy Weight Program, which is for members and non-members. We're also promoting our Meet Our Experts event again, which is for members and non-members, which is arthritis in October. We're also promoting our services, which involve swimming, kids swimming, personal training, and obviously the Healthy Weight Program, physiotherapy, and we have a doctor as well at our club.
Where is the club?
So the club's located in West Byfleet, just down the road.
Oh, right. So, and you do all these activities from that club?
Yes, all from West Byfleet.
Great. It seems like quite a wide range of things you guys do then.
Yep, definitely. So we're not just the gym, we focus more on the health as well. So within that, we've got our health MOTs, which is a 12-point check, which focuses on lifestyle, blood pressure, two bloods, so you get glucose and cholesterol checked, also a cardiovascular check, and then a bone screening as well. And from that, it'll generate you a health score, which we will then help you and guide you with our free touch points with our personal trainers to help you improve your health.
You said bone screening, that sounds unusual. Is that about sort of brittle bones or what?
Yep, so we look at whether you're at risk of osteoarthritis, brittle bones, how your posture is. We do a movement screening involved in that as well. And then from there, if there are any issues, which some people aren't normally aware of, our personal trainers will be able to help you with our free touch points.
Great, thank you very much and good luck today.
Thank you.
Now, walking around the Brooklyn's Fun Day, it's getting pretty busy around here, but then it's a beautiful sunny day. The most popular thing definitely is a kid's trampolining. So they've got four giant trampolines, and the kids are little kids, you know, sort of about 5 up to 10, and they're in harnesses, so they can jump up and down perfectly safely, and there's about 50 people queuing up for that, so that's a busy one. Face painting is always busy, and the coffee guy is really busy as well, and you can probably still hear the music in the background attracting an audience. I'm with Jamie Robinson of Dogs Trust. Hi.
Hello.
And what are you guys doing today then?
Trying to drum up a bit of support for the dogs that can't be rehomed. Dogs Trust took in over 15,000 dogs last year. On average, we do rehome 86%. There's always a few we can't rehome. So we ask people to fall in love with one of our sticky friends and become a sponsor.
Sticky friends?
We call them sticky because we never destroy them. We stick with them forever.
That's a lot of dogs have been handed over to you guys. I guess it's people can't cope anymore, become sick, that kind of thing, is it?
Yeah, all sorts of reasons. We did have a program because it was over 125 years we started. We had a program a few years back now with celebrities giving out. They had the worst excuses for taking a dog back to Dogs Trust. So if you can, Google it. It's really interesting.
And I see you got a lot of pictures here, so I'm looking at a dog called Sammy, and you got lots of pictures, so you're trying to get new homes for these guys.
These ones can't be rehomed, that's why we're here. We ask people to support Dogs Trust by becoming a sponsor for us.
So why can't these guys be rehomed?
Some behavioural, some medical, some have been so badly treated.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it? So these guys need sponsors. But for, you said, is 86% get rehomed?
80%, 86% to get rehomed, on average.
That is fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Where's your nearest base to here?
Nearest one to here, we're kind of in the middle here, so probably Newbury, Canterbury, if not, it's down my neck of the woods, Shoreham.
Great, thanks so much, mate.
Thank you so much, have a great day.
I'm with Peter Atkins of Lil Riders. Hi, Peter.
Hello there.
So you have these little ponies and they're sort of, they ride on, but they're, well, they're self-propelled, aren't they? Because the kids press down on the pedals and the front wheels go out.
Yep.
And then when they stand up on the pedals, the front wheels come in and they're moving forward pretty fast, aren't they?
They are. They're a big hit with the kids and parents too, because they're, as you said, purely mechanical, not a battery or screen in sight. So very healthy.
And they're obviously having a lot of fun, aren't they?
We're very busy today.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful sunny day. You're lucky with that.
Yeah, it's a great day.
So I can see there's little ones, first of all, like 3-4 year olds?
Age 3 to adult.
And you got big ones for the bigger adults. Kids. And
Yeah. They're all tested to 18 stone, so they will withstand.
So this one's an adult type size, I guess.
Yeah, one, yes. Yep.
And as well as ponies, there's zebras and unicorns and all sorts here, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got everything here. Tigers. Zebras, yeah, as you said. We like to keep the mind active.
Yeah, and the kids active, so they're racing around this course. And, well, I suppose it's a race. It's also just fun, really, isn't it?
Just riding it, really, you know. Yeah. But, you know, kids, they race, don't they?
Absolutely.
Okay. They're having fun.
Well, cheers, Pete. It looks like a lot of fun.
It's always a great day here. We look forward to it every year.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm with Jonathan from the London Bus Museum, and he's sitting on a... Now, how old is this double-decker we're on, mate?
This one's just 16 years old.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah, it's a modern one.
And what are you up to today, then?
Sorry?
What are you up to today?
Just driving around, showing people what offers around here, the museum, Mercedes-Benz World, local attractions, and, of course, how it's evolved with the car park and the finishing straight now it's open. Gives people an insight and a high viewpoint to look around.
Oh, the finishing straight on the Brooklands racetrack?
Yes, on the museum, yeah.
Now, this is part of London Bus Museum. It says on the side, the largest collection of preserved London buses?
That's correct.
So how far back these go? Because it must be a bit more than 16 years.
We go back to the turn of the 19th century with horse-drawn ones.
Wow, horse-drawn, oh, right. pretty good, pretty good. So today's just a little drive around for passengers, tourists.
Yes, yeah, just it's a pound donation to obviously fund the museum. And like I say, we drive around where the old track was so people can get a higher view of the museum, Concord, from a different perspective, but also see how it's developed and the area's changed and evolved over the last 20 years.
And I guess you're a volunteer at the Bus Museum generally, are you?
I am, sir, yeah. The whole museum is run by volunteers. There's no one paid at all. We all do it for free, for love.
And you're inside Brooklands Museum?
Inside Brooklands Museum, yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
That's all right. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
I'm with Giorgio of West Chiropractic. Hi.
Hello there.
Now, I've just had a go on your back checking machine, which is a frame that lets you check exactly what on someone.
So what we're doing here today is we got a frame that allows us to measure people's posture. It's called a spinal analysis machine. And the reason posture is important for you is for two main reasons. One is to make sure your biomechanics are on point. That means that all the body parts are aligned the way they should do anatomically and working together to make you function like a well-oiled machine, pain-free and friction-free. And the other side of that is your nervous system, because your nervous system runs right through your structure. If you get problems with your posture, that starts to disrupt the nerves. And if the nervous signal is being disrupted, that will have health repercussions somewhere down the line, either disrupting the signal going to the muscles, organs or systems, and back up. So that can disrupt coordination, balance, or any bodily function that is connected to those nerves.
And the way you would correct any problems is through spinal manipulation, muscle manipulation?
That's a good question. We use chiropractic adjustments. So, you could say it's a form of manipulation, but what we do is we position the person in a particular particular position, and then we apply pressure to redirect the bones in the right position and bypassing the nervous system temporarily. So when the brain goes looking to see what has taken place, it will find the vertebrae and the body parts aligned properly, and it then integrates that change into the brain. It's like a GPS of the brain that holds your position in space and time. So it tells your body where you are in space and time. And what that does, it creates a permanent structural change over time. So we can take somebody who is very lopsided or wonky and actually align them back to an anatomical proper position. So it looks good, it feels great, and most importantly, the nervous system is nice and optimized. So everything is firing on all cylinders.
Great. And whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Old Woking Road. So if you go, that's West Byfleet. If you go to the Waitrose there, you park there, you walk across the road, and we're literally a minute walk from Waitrose. We're open Monday to Thursday, 8 to 8.
Great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
I'm with Chris of Surrey Please. Hi, Chris.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Now, what are you guys up to today, then?
So what we're doing is we're all volunteers trying to recruit members of public for police officers, specials and cadet leaders.
Police officer specials. So I see those people walking the streets in their special uniforms and everything. Yeah?
So specials have the same uniform and equipment as regulars, but they're unpaid. So they have all the same uniform and get to do all the same jobs and duties as regulars,
but not paid.
Yes, not paid.
Right. So you've got lots of little bits and pieces today, key tags and pencils and all this kind of stuff. Just a bit of advertising going on.
Yes, it's giveaways for kids. So we've got some balloons, some key rings, pens and pencils, and we do fingerprint bookmarks, and we've also got security advice for the adults as well.
Security advice? Ah, what kind of thing are we talking about?
So we've got Immobilise, that is a free-to-use website, which you register all your valuable equipment, so your phones, your laptops, bikes, which if they're lost or stolen and they're found, we can trace them back to you.
So they must be marked in some way?
So what you do is you put your serial number on the website for each item, and there's space to use for a photo. So it also helps us to trace it as well.
Right. Plus you've got?
So we've also got a load of called calling stickers, and also In the Know, which is a free-to-use website that gives you information about events and activities that are coming up in your area, plus security advice.
Great. Great, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm with Sara, who is a freelance painter
That's
artist.
Correct, yep. Self-employed painter by trade. Every day I do some painting.
Fantastic. Now, I see your specialty is portraits. People give you photos of dogs, cats, or themselves, or whatever, and you turn it into an oil masterpiece?
Well, in fact, I'm quite unique in my trade in that I visit and have a gentle photo shoot with the subject. It's primarily animals that I work with, so I visit, get to know their character, and I think that's an important ingredient in my work. And then, yes, work from the photos and create oil on canvas paintings or looser works on paper. And it might be interesting to mention at this point, the prize for best in show in the dog show here today is a painting by me of the winning dog, so do register for that.
Very good. Now, is it cats and dogs, because that's just what people ask you to do all the time?
It's mostly dogs. Probably 90% is dogs. I'm very well known for that. I used to do them in Harrods. I was in-house artist at Harrods, and I create work for the Kennel Club, so I am the dog lady, yes. But I will paint anything else that's alive. So I do landscapes and people as well as animals.
But looking around, I can see a lot of dogs. There's a cow in front of me here. That's, was that a real one?
It was indeed, yeah, a Charolais cow from the south of France.
Ah, right, yeah. They're normally brown, aren't they? This one's a beautiful white one, white. Snow white.
Charolais, yeah, white, known for being white.
Right, we've also got chickens and other things. So you visit, I guess that's so you can bring out the personality of the animal in the photo, in your portrait.
Exactly, yeah, meeting the dog and finding out if they're serious or if they're a bit daft, you know, having a little play, getting to see the relationship between the dog and their human is really important. You just don't get that from a photo that somebody would send you. So.
Now, I can see a beautiful portrait of a dog that you've been painting this morning.
It was a blank canvas this morning, so I'm cracking on with it. I've been doing this work for about 20 years now, so I'm quite quick in the way. There's a method to my practice, so yeah. Hopefully by the end of the day, it'll be nearly finished.
Now, looking at this fella, I would say he's a thoughtful doggy rather than a naughty one.
He's very thoughtful, very cuddly as well. He just kind of, I went in and he just kind of came and looked at me with his big brown eyes and wanted a cuddle and was brilliant posing for his photos. Quite an elderly chap, and I think that shows. Old and wise, with lessons to teach us.
And you've got a little dog yourself and a beautiful portrait of him or her you've done as well.
Yep, this is my little dog Karma. She's a long-haired chihuahua. And her portrait is here as one of my demonstration pieces, so yeah.
So she poses for you?
She does. And brings in people. I put the chihuahua out front and it draws people in.
Very good. Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
So that's the end of my report from Brooklyn's Fun Day for 2018.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.